Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today. If you want to join in, we've got two amazing women, Dr. Jackie Mack Harris, for one, and then also Becky Brown is on with us today. And here
Hi,
is how
Steve.
You. Hey, Becky, and hey, Dr. Harris, how are you?
I'm doing good. Hi, Steve. Hey, Becky.
Hi, Jackie.
Now, if you want to join us, here's the number, 1-800-229-3000. 3000. It's pretty simple. All you have to do is give us a call. We'd love to talk with you. And we're going to be here for a couple of hours. 1-800-229-3000. I want to tell you about something that, it's very exciting for all of us. And that is, of course, Lumina coming up November the 3rd and the 4th. It's a conference with some amazing people. Jen Wilkin, best-selling author, Bible study teacher. Lauren Green McAfee, Bible study teacher, author. And then we've got, who else is going to be there? I forgot.
Nicole C. Mullen
is going to
be
there.
So
who
great.
Was just stunning throughout Women of Faith, and she's also going to do some teaching. Well, here's the deal. We've got a little 72-hour special for you. If you go online and you get a ticket or you sign up your women's group to come, between now, for the next 72 hours, I think it goes off on Friday, you get backstage, meet and greet, pictures with, getting to spend time with these amazing speakers as part of that whole experience. So take a look at our Lumina segment there on newlife.com. It's easy to find it. Click on it. Any tickets between now and Friday, backstage.
It's going to be a great experience. And, you know, I was in women's ministry for so many years, and we always look forward to those gatherings where you could get together and hear some great teaching and experience that connection. And I think Lumina is going to be a great time for that. And Nicole C. Mullen, I think it was last year or the year before, came out with the song, The God Who Sees. And it was powerful. She did that. Oh, it's just beautiful. So I'm looking forward to it. And I hope our audience is going to join us there.
So newlife.com, or if you don't have a computer, just call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and we'll get you those tickets with backstage passes. The other thing I want to mention, in October, we're doing one of our New Life trips, which we love to do to get to know our folks. And this is kind of a bonus or a bucket bonus list thing. It's our Rhine River cruise, and we're going to we'll start over in Amsterdam, and we end up in, Switzerland or someplace like that? But Larry and Rhonda took this thing to see how it would go, and they say it's just absolutely stunning, incredible. Maybe you dip into the 401k. I don't know, because it's a trip of a lifetime. We always have a lot of fun. We've got the whole ship is ours, and there are no vaccination requirements. So call us if you were worried about that. We had some people that were all signed up, and then they had these requirements, and they said no. Now they've said yes, because the requirements went away. So do that. Finally, before we go to the break, Every Man's Battle is this weekend. It's on Saturday. It is a virtual event. It's online, and it's less than half of what it would normally be. You don't have to travel. You could do it at home. But, boy, it's going to be powerful. And you can find out about that at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. Okay, so come join us for this. Dr. Jackie Mack Harris, Becky Brown, Steve Arterburn here. And the number, 1-800-229-3000. When we come back, I want to talk to you about two brand new books this week. They're just out. Actually, today's the big day. Understanding and Loving Your Bonus Children, or Understanding and Loving Your Children as a Single Parent. Both of them out today. We'll talk about that right after this. 1-800-229-3000.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Dr. Jackie Mac Harris, Becky Brown, Steve Arterburn here. We're going to the phones, 1-800-229-3000. How about we talk with, I believe this is Matthew, Fruitland, Idaho. Hello, Matthew. How are you today and how could we help?
Yeah, I'll try and keep my question rather short. I'm a pastor, and I'm recently trying to help one of my congregants who has a history of marital abuses that have ranged from emotional affairs and things like that. And I don't have a counseling background, so I've been trying to just give him some biblical counsel, pastoral counsel, encouraged marriage intensives or seminars, and I mentioned the book Mylon, I think, wrote it, is How We Love. And so, but every time he makes efforts to correcting things in his life, he makes a mistake, and his wife, they go back to stage one. And I'm not sure how to, as a pastor, a male pastor, you know, trying to reach to her to work towards forgiveness. I know that I've encouraged him to work on his relationship with Christ and him, and not keep telling his wife what he plans to do or what he is doing, but allowing his wife to become the evidence of the changes he's making. And then even then I told him that may not fix everything, just as a forewarning, you know? So is there more that I can do as a pastor who doesn't have a marital counseling background or things like that? So basically that's my question.
Okay, great question. I really appreciate you asking. I wish more folks, whatever they're doing, when they're dealing with somebody, they would ask the same question. I just want to say this. If a guy is having difficulty with lust and he's been involved in, you know, an emotional affair, most likely that turned physical to some degree. You know, I rarely do I see emotional affairs where the people say, hey, let's just text each other, or, you know, let's just...
Right.
And so it's hard to get people to admit that. But if he is not in some kind of men's group where they're talking about really tough things, he's not going to be the man that he needs to be to win his wife's trust back. If all a guy like that does is talk to a pastor in private, prays more in private, reads the Bible more in private, it's probably not going to produce the kind of character transformation that you need. I really believe men become men in the company of men. I would suggest also that he go get that lust thing, whatever the source of that was, why he thought that was a good strategy, or why he chose that, or it became an obsession with him. There's a reason, and we could work on that at Every Man's Battle, our workshop. And then just to throw this in, you know, our intimacy in marriage, we have a lot of people in his shape, and the wife is ready to leave, and we're able to help them see things from a different perspective. And I'm glad you got the book, How We Love. That's going to be a big help to him. But we do the whole workshop based on that material. Having said those things, I want to hear from Becky and then Dr. Jackie Mac Harris to see what kind of insight they have for you. And again, thank you for calling and asking about this.
Well, Matthew, sure. I think you're on the right path. And just like what Steve just said about Every Man's Battle, and you know what? This Saturday, we have it online. So he has no excuses. And I think for for any couple when there's been repeated abuses, no matter what they are, the person who is the abuser needs to do the hardest work in the initial stages so that the spouse will be able to feel like they are secure in moving forward. So I would just start with that. And I also think it's helpful, and this is what Mylon and Kay talk about all the time, is healing occurs in relationships. So like Steve said, with men, they, you know, men become men in the company of men, but I also think couples become stronger in their own company in the process of healing. So I know that's kind of a little rickety, but if you've never met with the two of them together, I think that also could be helpful. But I would encourage you to have him go to Every Man's Battle this Saturday.
Well, Jackie McHarris, what are you thinking?
Sure.
Yeah, good, good. Jackie?
And I also am really happy to hear you mention How We Love. For the wife and her struggle maybe with forgiveness, I wonder if it's possible that she gets re-triggered. So forgiveness isn't a one-time thing. She may say, okay, I've forgiven you, and then a phone rings and it triggers her, and now it all comes back up again. And like Becky said, the husband will have a lot of hard work to do, and that means sitting with her when she's triggered, sitting with her in that, and not, I thought you said you forgave me, here we go again, you're just throwing it back up in my face. It's now in our, in this relationship, and so you don't get to shut her down when she's having a hard time with something. But also, if she's saying, I forgive you and I want to work on this, then she's making that choice, and she's got to do her work to understand herself as well and how she interacts in this relationship, the ways in which she gets triggered, the ways in which she triggers him, the ways in which their young life, their childhood is impacting their relationship now, while at the same time doing work to for her to heal from the trauma of the infidelity and for him to heal from whatever has occurred in his life to get him to the point that he's relying on this process to help him cope with whatever it is he's trying to cope with or to soothe himself. And so I would recommend they get into couples therapy and individual therapy.
You know, let me send you a couple of things. I'll send you Healing is a Choice, very great, I hope, for her. Worthy of Her Trust, a great book for him. And there's some just things. He is either worthy of her trust or not. But I just think whenever you've got this kind of situation, the more we get them to do rather than the less is going to be better. We want transformation of this guy, and he's just not going to be able to do that in one session with you a week. And I hope he's willing, because if he's not willing, that says an awful lot about the future. And I also hope that she's not just being told you need to forgive. Might not exactly be the time for full forgiveness to be coming in. It needs to be the time for him to be showing her he's a man of character, and then she can grieve what she's lost. She can accept him as a flawed, broken man like we all are, and then that forgiveness can be fully complete and not just something spoken. Let me send you something, too. I'll send you Every Man's Bible. And I hope you like that. It is the best-selling study Bible for men, and well, best-selling of any study Bible right now. And anybody wanting a copy, you can get it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right, Matthew, thanks for calling us. He called us 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. I'll just say this to Jackie Mack and to Becky. I don't think people realize that there's a double trauma that occurs. Certainly the trauma of the one who has been betrayed. Mm-hmm. Also, the trauma of the guy who has to wake up and realize, oh, this is who I am. Mm-hmm. Yep. This is who I've become. And like it or not, it's traumatic to that person, and it's very difficult, and you do weird stuff. when you're traumatized, even when you've created the trauma.
And they don't want to hear about it either. They don't want it brought back up again. But this wouldn't exist in the relationship if this hadn't happened. And so I always tell couples, you guys are in this together if you're choosing to stay together. Now we have to figure out what to do with this new thing that is now in this relationship that shouldn't be.
Yeah. Becky?
Well, and you know, it's complicated, isn't it? Relationships are complicated. And so to think that we're just going to say, I'm sorry, and move forward is a little juvenile, really, because we do want to just say we're sorry and move ahead and don't think about it anymore. And what we've learned over the years of helping so many people through this process is that it takes more than one I'm sorry. It takes more than one group. It takes more than one counseling session. But you know what I'm celebrating today is the fact that Matthew is a pastor calling for help, because pastors are really front line for so many of these issues. And we encourage you. I actually think it would be great for him and his wife to come join us at Intimacy and Marriage, Matthew and his wife. I know there's nothing wrong, but, you know, we have people join us for Intimacy and Marriage for just a checkup. But it would be a great way for him to know even more about what we're talking about when we say it's multi-level in the healing process, especially with trauma.
Okay, Matthew. Becky suggested it. Here's what I'll do. We'll give you a scholarship for you and your wife.
Oh, great.
We'll let you come without paying anything. And I think that'll be helpful. You'll have some insight to help others with. And God bless you. Really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. You know, Becky, I was listening to what you were saying. And I think people that think you can just say you're sorry and move on are going to be really sorry that they thought that, because it doesn't work that way. It's just not that neat and tidy. All right.
No, but the good thing is the good thing is, though, Steve, is we work through those things, those layers of forgiveness and apologies, and the relationship has the ability to become stronger and better than it ever could have before, and we've seen it.
Yeah. We hear people all the time say weird things like, you know, really the best thing that ever happened to us,
right,
was I found out about that affair. Yeah. And what they're saying is, that's when the real marriage began. We didn't have anything before that. We just didn't know we didn't have anything.
That's when it became honest.
Yeah. Mm. All right, 1-800-229-3000. How about we go talk to Brenda, Quakertown, Pennsylvania, and let's see what is on her heart, mind. Brenda, how you doing, and how can we help?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for your program. I talked to you before.
Did you?
Yes, my husband and I, we are the grandparents to raising two grandchildren, one with disability.
Yeah.
So I called your program before. My question is, first, is how can I understand my husband in the age that he is going now and the things that he's doing now that he never did before? How can I understand for make it easy for him? So he's almost 70 now, and I'm 64, so with every subject that we encounter in the house, there's a problem. He never wants to give up on anything, and we are starting to do counseling because of the miscommunication that we have continuously, but still it's not easy. And me, coming from a background that all the men that I have in my life before would just took advantage of me, and, you know, so I'm very defenseless. When he says something that is not good, I just right away try to defend myself because I think he's attacking me. So how can I make it easier?
Yeah. So I'm hearing that you're saying he's mean because perhaps he's getting older. These things are coming up. Is that what you're thinking?
He's definitely changing. He was not like that before.
Okay. Now, I see more often people that get older, they kind of level out more. You know, these things like you're describing here happen, but it also happens that folks kind of get more mellow, kind of move toward the center more than the erratic behavior. And so have to wonder, what is it that's going on in him? And we'll talk about this when we come back, but my biggest question, I wish I was talking with him, because I would ask him, probably, what is it that is your biggest fear right now? because a lot of times guys that get older get insecure, they get afraid, and then that comes out in wanting to control things that they can control. That comes out in anger. They don't want anybody questioning anything about them because they're insecure. That's what I'd be wondering about. What is the source of this anger? Is it this underlying fear? We can talk about that. We'll hear from Becky and Dr. Jackie Mac-Harris after this.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Dr. Jackie Mac-Harris, Becky Brown, and we're talking with Brenda, whose husband is, he's angry. And the older he gets, the more angry he is. Becky, let's start with you. What are you thinking here about Brenda and her situation?
Well, I'm thinking it's more than just he's getting older. You just said, Brenda, that you are raising your grandchildren. And yes. So there's a shift in the house. I didn't know if you were you guys empty nesters for a while and then the kids came in?
No, we've been doing it for almost the whole 15 years.
You've been raising them the whole time. Well, so then he's probably just tired. I mean, I'm just saying.
Who wouldn't be?
Right. But I think, and then your reactivity, Brenda, may be from the same cause. Not that, you know, you're not that old. I know it may feel like it, but I think that it can be really stressful to obviously raise a child that has some disabilities, but also, you know, you're raising your grandchildren, which is an honorable thing. I'm glad that they have you. And, but I think a really important part will be for you and your husband to have conversations when you're not triggered by something that needs to be done that he doesn't think needs to be done, so that there's a place for you to connect. You've heard us talk about the comfort circle from How We Love. And, you know, we talk all the time with couples who are having these arguments, but they're not really getting to the core issue. And I think, you know, Brenda, if there would be a possibility that you could work with a counselor to walk through that, you and your husband could get some clarity on how things really are going for each of you and to get that honey-do list moving in the right direction.
And I'm wondering also, Brenda, how much of your defensiveness and reactiveness is playing into his mood as well. You said it's you guys are doing counseling and it's not easy, and so I'm curious as to what you mean by easy. Are you wanting things to go more smoothly and you guys to be more in agreement? Because part of the trouble can be the two of you are just so different. You are now in the teen years of raising kids, and so rather than being in retirement and it just being the two of you, now you have your time and energy is being taken away from the two of you to the children. So there might be something to that, thinking at this phase in your life, here's what we're still doing. And you find yourself in disagreement about things. But sometimes we're in disagreement, and that doesn't mean the other person is mean. They just don't want what we want. They don't want to do it the way that we want to do it. And so I would say maybe working with a counselor and working through How We Love so that you can learn to do the comfort circle, to have a conversation around, well, what's your thoughts about this and what are you feeling and where is that coming from? Well, here's my thoughts about this and here's what I'm feeling and here where's that coming from? And not get to the place where you're demanding your way. I sometimes have conversations with my clients about whether you want to be right or you want to be together, because being right isn't always possible, because your right might not be the same as his right. And so you have to learn to maybe accept some of what he's bringing instead of always having that argument and that defensiveness.
Yeah. And, you know, I just think no matter what age, if we're not having the fruits of the Spirit evidence in our life, like kindness, compassion, love, then we got to ask, why is that? Okay, is it aging? Okay, let's try to do what we can do about the aging. If it's some unresolved problem or trauma that just now my brain is unfiltered enough that it's starting to rise to the surface, let's deal with that. But let's don't just live with some angry man. He's miserable. you're miserable. Let's do what we can about it.
Well, and Steve, you always talk about that compassionate love, and I think that's such a powerful message. It also is a challenge for us to get a different version of our spouse in our head. So, you know, Brenda, if you keep thinking that he is angry or that this is part of his aging process, you're going to get frustrated. He's going to get defensive because he's going to be like, I'm not angry, which is kind of funny when you think about it.
I'm just me.
But it's just got to be like a little bit different way of approach when you're trying to get some things accomplished. And, you know, it is a challenge trying to, you know, grow old together. But boy, if you can get through these difficulties, it can be such a rich time in your relationship. And, you know, I just think if you can change your viewpoint on, you know, I'm not saying that he's not angry. I'm just saying if you only think he's angry, it's going to be really hard to get to the compassionate feeling that Steve's talking about.
And, you know, in aging, you know, it's one thing not to be able to touch your toes anymore, but to not find your toes. It's difficult. And men have to come to this place where, am I still a man? Even though I've got some new limitations, I've got some new problems here that come up every now and then, can I still be and feel like a man? And if it's not secure in there, well, then that's going to be very, very difficult, and that's going to spew out on everybody that I need to be loving and want to love me. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. 1-800-229-3000. Lumina, the new event for women. The conference at Museum of the Bible, November 3rd and 4th. You buy a ticket between now and Friday, you get a free backstage meet and greet, pictures with, get to know the artists and the speakers of this great conference. It's a transformational experience where women rise. That's pretty much what it says, where women rise. And you also come to understand how to impact your community that doesn't support your values and promotes the ones you don't like. Man, we need to get some help for that. All right, 1-800-229-3000.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible Personal Size, the one-year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional, the New Life Journal, a New Life Pen and Highlighter, and a New Life Zipper Tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. 1-800-229-3000. You don't have to call to hear Larry Sonnenberg. He's in the studio today. And Larry, we've got a once-in-a-lifetime or once-in-a-year-time opportunity. We've got Every Man's Battle online this weekend.
That's right. This Saturday. One day. Yeah. Not the whole weekend.
So. Right.
Guys, you can make this. Anybody can do this, gentlemen. You can. I don't think there's a reason you can't do this.
Right.
You can't complain about the airfare, the cost, because this cost is much less than a regular weekend. Plus, we have scholarship money. You don't have to worry about buying meals or renting a hotel. Just go online, find a private spot in your home or in your vehicle, however you do it, and come join us. We had a guy come last April, and he wrote this to us. This was a Zoom online Every Man's Battle attendee. He said, "Brothers, if you will spend all the time you used to spend with pornography on trying to develop a connection with others in healthy connections, it's going to rewire and fill in those ruts in your brain from pornography use. It's never too late for you to change. You literally can be free of this. No matter how deep you've gotten into it, God gives us this amazing gift of healing, and it's not hopeless.
Amen.
Pretty simple, guys. It's not hopeless. You can be free of this. This has been the experience of many men through the years at Every Man's Battle, and we want that to be your experience. So,
well, it will not be cheaper or easier than what's going to happen this Saturday. And here's the thing. You know you've got the problem. Why not do something about it before you get caught, traumatize everybody else? Why not be able to say in 6 months, honey, I need to tell you something. I was really struggling, and here's what I did. Here's what I've been doing. And I'm telling you, I'm a different person. I hope you've seen that. That would be such a greater thing than she finds out and then you go get help because, you know, you feel guilt and shame. That's a good reason to get help because you feel guilt and shame, but it's a better reason of you take that guilt and shame and you do something with it before you get caught with whatever it is you're doing.
Steve, one of the things we've learned after 22 years now doing Every Man's Battle, the truth always comes out.
Yeah, it does.
Guys think they can hide it. They think they can ignore it. They think they'll never have to tell anybody about it, but it always comes out.
Yeah.
So better to come out in your design and time the best you can, guys.
Right. Now, Larry, we have a little cruise coming up, one of our New Life events, and we had some restrictions with vaccination. It's the Rhine River Cruise. Now, we don't have those anymore, but you and Rhonda took this, and you know what it's like. What is it like?
It's incredible. It's special. You know, we've been on big cruises before. We've gone to Alaska several times and a couple other cruises with New Life. You're on giant ships. You are elbowing your way through the meal line. You are searching for a table and running to get one when it's open. This cruise is so different. There's about 75 cabins. And it's elegant. There are probably more wait staff than there are people eating and dining. And they take care of you. It's a real special time.
Yeah.
So if you have any special occasion besides just wanting to get away, what a better time and place to do it. And the trip to these cities, all the excursions are included in the price of the cruise. So there's usually three or four things offered at each stop. And they're really special. I mean, you can do anything from take a walk, ride a bike, go see this cathedral, or get on a gondola and go here. There's just a lot of stuff. And there's one day you pass through this beautiful gorge. It's just like the things you see on television. There's castles and churches and little communities, and it's like you're being at Disneyland, going on a ride. You see all these beautiful things, and you can experience that with us, Mylon and Kay are coming. Steve's coming. We got several staff coming. I know Becky's one of them. So come and meet Becky. That'll be worth the whole trip.
It really is.
Listen, we will have a good time. And just so that people know, the people who go on the cruise are the ones that pay for it. So it's not New Life funded, so
Thank
to speak.
You.
So I just want to make that clear. But boy, if you have not traveled with us, that needs to be a bucket list checkoff. Right there, you know, because we always have a good time. You learn some things and you make good friends. And I just want to encourage you, give us a call today. Sign up today.
And, all right. Where do we end up on that, Larry?
We end up in Basel, Switzerland.
Basel, Switzerland.
Yeah.
So from tulips to Alps or whatever, mountaintop, peaks, you can do that with us. We'd love to have you. The teaching's going to be great. Mylon and I are going to try to make up some new stuff to give. So,
and our theme for the trip is out of Psalm 145, the greatness of God. Mm-hmm. And if you ever wanted to see that, you know, I always thought, it is. Alaska is an amazing place to see that. But in a different way, this is just as good as that in seeing the greatness of God.
All right. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you want to find out about the cruise. If you want to find out about Every Man's Battle this weekend. If you want to support the great things that we're doing. We will send you one of the two. You just tell us which one. They're both out today. This is the official pub date for Understanding and Loving Your Bonus Child. Understanding and Loving Your Children as a Single Parent. brand new. Connie Clark, Dr. Connie Clark, will be on with us tomorrow, and we're going to have a special program, and all we're going to be talking about is these kinds of issues with single parenting, blending families, all those kinds of things. So you can join us for that. Thank you, Larry. The phone number will be here another hour and 22 minutes. 1-800-229-3000. Let's go to Marie, Austin, Texas, KBBW. Hello, Marie. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call.
What's going on in your life?
Well, I've been with my husband, married 7 years. We dated a couple years before that. And I went on a trip to my brother's wedding a couple months ago. And when I returned, I learned that he was having an affair for quite some time. Yes, and unfortunately, when I presented him with the evidence, he became, enraged, defensive, and he left, moved in with his girlfriend, and basically abandoned me.
How long ago was that now? How long?
Two months ago.
Two months ago. Okay. Okay.
Yes, sir. And he's a Christian. he comes from a past of, you were talking about pornography. He had a pornography addiction when he was young that his father introduced him to. Mm-hmm. And he overcame that through a lot of prayer, counseling, church. He was serving in the church. And then I noticed over the last year and a half, a lot of things started changing with him. And then the woman that he's with, his coworker, she's an alcoholic, not living for the Lord. And
okay.
So he's with her. But the thing is, it blindsided me, and I am divorcing him because he won't even, I haven't seen him since he left. I mean, he's
okay.
Gone.
Yeah.
But my question is, how do you forgive? How do you move on? I know we're supposed to forgive immediately, but I don't feel it.
Yeah.
Do you trust again? Any kind of advice on that?
Well, first of all, I'm glad you called. And I'm really, really sorry that this thing happened. I feel badly for the woman. I feel badly for everybody here. To forgive something this horrific. Well, first, you're going to have to do some grieving over what was absolutely stolen from you, what you lost here. If you don't do that, if you don't really grieve, because grieving is a way to heal the future. You experience the deep pain now of grief through the grieving process, and then you're able to not have to feel that every day. And then you go from the grief to kind of starting to accept your reality. Now that the grieving's done, you can accept him as a flawed person. Then you can embrace your situation going forward, what you're going to have to do. And I think now, at that point, you're ready to really forgive him, which isn't an instant thing. Because what we want you to do, we don't want you to get through it or get over it. We want you to get beyond it, see? And a lot of people just get through stuff. They don't ever get over stuff, and they sure don't get beyond it. But it's a process to get beyond it, and that doesn't come from just instant forgiveness. We'll talk more when we come back. 1-800-229-3000. Be in the studio for another hour and 15 or so. We'd love to talk with you. 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back right after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. Hope and pray that if you have a blended family, or if you're functioning as a single parent, you'll get one of these books, Gift of Any Amount, or if you know somebody that's struggling in that area, either the understanding and loving your bonus child, or understanding and loving your child as a single parent. I'm telling you, these are great books, and they're meeting such a great need. Gift of any amount, I'll send you one of them. And we'll do a special show tomorrow with Connie. I mean, she's an amazing writer, and we'll get to talk with her all through the program tomorrow. Don't forget also that Courageous Parenting is August 13th online. Every Man's Battle is online this weekend. And if you want to join us here, 1-800-229-3000. I've said a lot to Marie. How about you, Dr. Jackie Mack Harris? What are you thinking about Marie here?
Well, my thought was just on forgiveness being instant. Marie, I just want to encourage you that forgiveness isn't an instant thing. It's a process. I think we can maybe choose in an instant to forgive. We can say it, but it's about grieving, as Steve said, and getting beyond that experience requires really looking at it and allowing yourself to be in it, to feel it, and that's just not an instantaneous thing. So don't beat yourself up because it's not happening overnight. This was earth-shattering. It really has rocked your life, and you get to take some time to process it, to grieve it, and to slowly move on. There, you don't have to rush through moving on. There's nothing wrong with you because this hurts, and you're in this process. I think you'll actually get to what Steve, I like that word, the beyond, because you're allowing yourself to be present in it right now.
Amen. Becky, you have a thought?
Well, yes, of course. You know, Marie, my heart hurts for you. And, you know, we've seen women go through such traumatic experiences like this. We helped them at our Restore workshop, which, you know, I would invite you to later this year. I think we should send her a copy of Sherry's book, Intimate Deception. But regarding the moving on, you asked the question, how do I forgive? How do I move on? And and I want to say, slow your roll. Like, it's just like what Jackie just said. Marie, sometimes we want to go fast because we don't like the pain. And so we're just like, give me the checklist so that I can just, you know, get through this and get over it and move on. And what I would say is you're going to need some good support around you. If you don't have that already, that would be my first step. I would either a counselor, a group of women who you can share your honest feelings with along this journey. And maybe even go to our emotional freedom workshop that one day Jackie's presenting, as well as Steve. And I think that could be a good first step for you.
I agree. And divorce care is just, it should be mandatory. When I went through that horrific thing, I was going to Saddleback, and I went to divorce care there, and it was just, you know, it was life-changing. So I hope and pray that you'd find a church that does that and get involved with that. It can change everything. Don't give up, folks, no matter what. Don't give up. Let's go to Gilbert. He has a comment, I think, about some of this. Gilbert, hi there.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon.
Yeah.
The lady who just finished sharing her very difficult story mentioned the issue of trust. And one reason that that can be helped a great, great deal is the fact that Scripture teaches that forgiveness is required. The willingness should always be there, but forgiveness is only required when repentance has been expressed.
That's not true. That's not true. We must get rid of all bitterness, resentment, anger, what the other person does. Forgiving doesn't mean we need to stay involved with that person, that we need to excuse whatever they're doing now. It frees us from being locked in to what they did or what happened to me. But it's very, forgiveness isn't reconciliation. It isn't trust. It's just, I forgive this person fully. Now I can move on. There are people that do bad things and die. And don't repent before they die. I want to be sure and forgive them. And nothing in forgiveness is required by the other person. It's something I do for me, not for them. What are you talking about that they would have to be repentant before you would forgive?
When Jesus said how many times must I forgive someone? After they come back again for the second, third, 47th time to express repentance, then keep on forgiving them. And I take that as my basis. If they die, then of course they are in the Lord's hands, and I have a free conscience that I, before the Lord, that I was certainly willing to forgive them.
Yeah, but here's the thing. When Jesus was on the cross, I don't think anybody was repenting of putting him on the cross. They were quite happy to see him die up there. And he said, Father,
I'll
forgive them.
They were going to be.
Well, they would be.
That's
but
right.
I'm telling you, he asked his Father to forgive them. He was forgiving
absolutely.
Them. Long before anybody repented. So,
and the second half of that statement, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Right.
And so,
that's
to
right.
your point, Steve and Gilbert, it's really about your freedom of your heart and to get you unconnected. Yeah, it would be great if somebody would say, you know, I really need your forgiveness. The reality is that doesn't happen a lot. And it also isn't the requirement for you to be free. And thank God for that, because we've helped a lot of people get free of that unforgiveness and that resentment that they hold towards that person or that event that has the potential to lock them up because they didn't come back and say, I messed up or I did something wrong and I need your forgiveness. And I would just encourage you to look into that a little bit more. And if there's anybody that you're waiting for them to come and ask for forgiveness, maybe you start there and just let that go and ask the Lord to deal with them.
And I'll send you a copy of Healing is a Choice. Got a lot about forgiveness there. I'll also send you Every Man's Bible. Some of the greatest commentary in there is about forgiveness. Well, if you need some help in getting through something and over something and beyond something, we want to help you with that. And all you have to do is call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That is the 800 number. We've got the website, newlife.com. We beat all of the other New Life churches and vitamin companies to those things. And so you can call or go online, newlife.com, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Do you know, Steve, I think what you teach about forgiveness is so powerful. It's helped me over the years, but I think it's a very important message for so many believers who will get stuck on what this caller was just talking about. And I want to just encourage, if you're listening and you're holding on to something, you need to let that go, and we can help you let go of it.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I help a lot of people forgive because they're dealing with me, and so I don't want them to be suffering because they don't forgive me for messing things up. Anyway, I've said it before. A lot of times, we learn from the mistakes of others. Other time, we're just committed to be the others. Well, that's not a very good way to live. And when you're tired of living that way, being the others, rather than learning from others, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll do this other program, and we'd love to have you join us, 1-800-229-3000. It's not too late to sign up for Every Man's Battle online Saturday. Women, a lot of times it's the woman who makes the first call. Don't be afraid to do that. We even have scholarships for the lower rate. And look at the Lumina event, November 3 and 4 at newlife.com. All right, come join us, 1-800-229-3000. We love you, we thank you, and we are praying for you and all that God's going to do through.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.